The prosperity gospel, which is not the gospel of Jesus, will tell you that the more compelled you are by the Spirit and the warnings of the Spirit is so you can avoid imprisonment and hardships. Now, I do believe that if you follow Jesus, you're going to avoid unnecessary craziness and nonsense and brokenness and self-inflicted pain. So I agree with that part. But what I'm trying to tell you, as he closes the gap and as he finishes the race, Paul, here's what I'm trying to understand, is that the Spirit of God never exists to be your cosmic butler, simply my servant. What he does, it allows me to have a different definition and a different experience in the midst of tragedy, not the absence of tragedy. So translation, because social media sometimes is killing us. People love to quote Philippians on social media, Philippians 4:13. Come on, people. I can do all things through Christ who gives me. Now, if Paul have put a period after Christ, I can do all things through Christ, I will agree with social media. But most social media is just craziness for me, because the promise was never that you can do anything through Christ. That was never the promise. The promise was that when the Holy Spirit takes you captive and leads you into the valley of the shadow and death, the same shepherd that becomes your shepherd, the promise is the second part of the verse. I can do all things through Christ who gives me what? See, the only thing that he promised is not the absence of these things or that you can do anything. What he promised is that he was going to strengthen you when you were going to face these things. So my question or my wondering or my invitation is this. Here's what I want you to understand. And here's what I want you to think for a second. My question is, how are you reacting? Who's strengthening you when the imprisonment and the hardships show up? That's just my question. And my invitation this morning is that as we look at Paul and the teachings of to the church, is that you and I learn to be strengthened by the Spirit of God when these things happen. What does that mean? That implies that when you are playing the game and you are at disadvantage, like Moxie Bugs, I mean, back in the day, you know, when he played 5'3", I'm 5'8", 5'9", in a good day with high heels. But this guy, you know, I mean, look at the difference. And Sam Cassell, when he played, he was probably, I don't know, maybe 6'2", 6'1". He wasn't like a big guy. Now, some of us look like this when we play in life and we see that the problems are just humongous. And you come to Jesus trying to avoid the imprisonment and the calamities. And I understand that, and it's difficult. But again, once again, then you think about Spudweb back in the 80s. In 5'8", 5'9", was able to win a dunk contest against Michael, against Dominic Wilkins. I'm just dating myself, bringing some of the superstars back in the day that they had a vertical, amazing vertical. And then in today's culture or today's reason, you have Yao Ming at 7'6", and you have Nate Robinson at 5'10", that dunk on him. Now, look at me for a second. Here's my point. Stop thinking that if you are able to trust Jesus and navigate conflict and calamities and imprisonment, that eventually, putting your trust in Jesus, you're going to be able to dunk it. The only one who dunk it is Jesus. Does that make sense? This is not about you. It's not about just me becoming a better version of myself. It's not about me. The giant killer is David. And David is the prototype of who? Not of Israel. Not of a better version of the Jewish culture. It's about Jesus. It's about the Jewish man. Does that make sense? So the invitation is simply that as we are overpowered, overwhelmed, overtaken, imprisoned by the Spirit of God, it magnifies Jesus in you. It allows you to contemplate the bigness of Jesus at the deepest of problems. Is that tweetable? I'm going to say it again. You are able to contemplate the bigness of Jesus in the deepest of problems. Because the point of the story is simply Jesus.